This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Have you ever wondered how some people make eating healthy, exercise, and managing stress look so easy? You can too. Welcome to Wellness Wisdom, where we uncover the secrets to lasting health and happiness and empower you to make wise health choices, see results, and create a healthy lifestyle for good. Join Camille Kennard, licensed social worker, certified health and wellness coach, a self-care specialist on the journey to explore how to make health and well-being possible for you. It's a health and wellness journey you can take together. Please welcome your host, Camille Kennard.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wellness Wisdom today. This is Camille with Flourish Wellness Consulting, and this is going to be a really impactful episode. I'm really excited for you guys. As you know, there's a few things that I feel like are secrets of health and happiness for each of us in our lives to focus on, and one of those is mindful eating. The next is joyful movement and stress resilience, because a lot of times when we're stressed out, it makes our lives really difficult. So today we're going to focus specifically on movement and also on how people that maybe have illnesses or different things that are, have held them back in the past can really take better care of their health and feel more empowered. So I'm really excited about the show that you're going to listen to today, you guys. This is going to be a great show. Meredith Roberts, I met her at a retreat that we had for a business coaching that we're a part of, and we just connected, and I think we have a lot of the same passions for movement and helping people who have experienced chronic illness and are dealing with some tough things in their life. So I'm really excited to introduce Meredith. Thanks for being here, Meredith.
Well, thank you for having me, Camille.
Awesome. Meredith is, she's awesome, and kind of the way she started her business is out of necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. She's after her grandfather was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she saw her family struggle with some challenges, such as feeling alone and isolated, feeling like their grandfather was losing himself to a chronic disease and losing the fun in his life. I know I've seen that with a lot of, because I also have worked in healthcare for many years, I've seen that. But she was able to help her family navigate the complicated path and find a community that helped her grandfather feel supported and like himself again. And that allowed her family to enjoy her grandfather in the role that he wore best, being himself, which I think is really important. So Meredith's been working as a neurophysical therapist for some time, and she has seen some of these similar experiences with some of her clients that she's worked with and the families, especially in the Parkinson's community. Meredith was determined to take the challenges she and her family faced and create a new experience for those affected by Parkinson's disease. And she lives in Denver. She's my neighbor over just a little to the east of me. And she began growing a successful outpatient program at a local therapy office. But when there was limitations and challenges, of creating the supportive community that she knew she wanted. You know, she had a vision of what she wanted. She began her own business, which is called Roberts Empowered Movement Center. And in less than a year, this community has grown to support people affected by Parkinson's all over the Denver area. And since then, she has been empowering many individuals to take back control and be you, not Parkinson's. I love that. So I'm really excited to have Meredith today here on our show, because I think that this is such an important topic for so many people. And she and I both have worked in home care, in healthcare settings where we're helping people who have already have a chronic illness. And Meredith, I'd love it if you kind of start out by telling us a little bit in your bio. It talks about, you know, what your passion is and what kind of started you on this road. But can you tell us a little bit of, you know, kind of what you went through and your journey in wanting to start your own business?
Sure. Thanks, Camille. Yeah, you know, I love being a physical therapist. And I think for those of us in the helping profession, we love to help people feel better. And feeling better is always the main goal of anything that we do, especially health related, right? Whether it's diet, exercise, or stress reduction, we just want to feel better. And start working towards our goals. You know, in my own experience of just trying to live a healthier life, I noticed there are just so many obstacles that come up to helping us feel better. There's life and stress and the Pringles that are sitting there on the counter.
Yeah. All the holiday goodies, right?
Yeah. Or just hitting snooze on the alarm clock so we don't have to, we miss the gym appointment we made. And, you know, I struggled with those things and I still struggle with them every day. How do I keep living a healthy lifestyle? You know, keep my weight where I want it, keep eating healthy, manage my stress. And I had created this community over the years for myself. I didn't even realize I had done this, where I had mentors and coaches. And a lot of times that took the form of, you know, maybe a personal trainer at the gym. And then it evolved to a class or several classes I really loved, where I could find exercise and a sense of community that I connected with the people in the class. And I did the same with nutrition and stress, so that I had this support network, this community, that helped me achieve the goal of feeling good. And we're all human, you know, so why would that change for someone with a chronic disease? Mm. Chronic disease could be anything. However, I resonated with the community of people who have Parkinson's or are affected by that. You know, as I was practicing as a physical therapist and in the neuro community, those individuals seem to struggle the most. Mm. We all have these barriers that come up in our life when we're trying to make a change in our health, but they really struggled. And I had been practicing in multiple settings, the hospital, in people's homes, and then in the outpatient community. But there was really nothing in place for these folks. There was no community. There was no support network. You know, how are they supposed to start exercising or start eating well or manage their stress? Because mm-hmm. all three of those things really impact their symptoms and impact them just feeling good on a day-to-day basis. And without realizing it, I started creating that kind of a community for them. And it started with a support group. And a group exercise class where just people with Parkinson's could come, feel safe, and get the exercise that they needed. But what it evolved to is this community where they connected, they had the social outlet, and they started flourishing. And it was so rewarding. It was so exciting to see people feeling good, despite all the challenges and barriers that were in their way. And I just became really passionate about it. It was amazing to see this group who really struggled start to flourish and start having fun and smiling and being a part of their family again and connecting with their social community again, their church, you know, their men's group, all of those things. It was just really, really awesome. And it just led me down this path of there's more here. There's something amazing here. And this is worth figuring out and providing and trying to create, help people create for themselves.
Oh, that's so, I love that, because I think that your passion for, you know, recognizing that everyone wants to feel better, right? Everyone wants to have a better quality of life, and seeing that there was a struggle with people. And I know I've worked with people with Parkinson's and ALS and MS and some of these different illnesses that not only affect their physical, but also that emotional well-being. And I love that idea of bringing together a community of support of people who get it, people who've been through it, people who are going through it right now, and how people were really flourished, how they did really well when they had others to help them, others to believe in them. I think in my classes, we talk about support and accountability and how important that is for any of us. If I want to stop eating my Pringles, or I want to just start running every day, or I just want to do something different, that having that support and that community is so important to people, to feel like they're not alone, to feel supported, and have people that can hold a vision of what they can become when they can't hold it, or when they're feeling discouraged or down or things like that. So I love that. I was kind of stalking you on your website a little bit and reading about what you guys do. And I think it's really amazing what you're doing for people with Parkinson's disease. And I know that some of our listeners out there, maybe they have Parkinson's, or they have a family member that has Parkinson's, or they have a family member that has some other kind of chronic illness. And like I say, after working in healthcare for 8 years as a social worker, I saw the impact this had on people, on caregivers that were exhausted, and just how difficult it was for people to not be able to do what they used to be able to do. So maybe you can tell us a little bit of how you go about helping people, how your support, you know, maybe give us an example of something that a person that you've been able to help, how your community really helps people live better and live with some of these challenges that they have, but really be able to flourish.
Yeah, I would love to. So it's multifaceted. And it really comes down to making sure that when we start our health behavior changes, we also reward ourselves. And so community is kind of the key to reward. So for example, I have a client who was recently diagnosed. And thankfully he kind of reached out, he started doing some research, and he stumbled upon our support group, which was close to his home. So he came, you know, one day, and immediately, you know, he was welcomed and enveloped into a community who got what it felt like to hear those words, "You have Parkinson's." Mm-hmm. And it was still very raw and emotional for him. He was still in the grieving process. But he was able then to also hear some of the other resources that were shared. And he started coming to one of our group fitness classes, a boxing class for people with Parkinson's. Mm. And boxing is an amazing way for people with Parkinson's to fight back, because exercise really holds the power for slowing down the progression of the disease. And there's tons of research coming out now, not only in Parkinson's, but Alzheimer's prevention, MS, all of these degenerative diseases, that exercise really is one of the most powerful things we can do to slow down the progression, but also potentially for those of us who are young enough and still hopefully in the prime where we can prevent this problem, but we can potentially prevent getting these chronic diseases in our future. But it needs to be done the right way. So that's where it helps to come to this kind of a class where it's very specifically focused on the individual with Parkinson's or dementia or MS. And so he came to our boxing class and fell in love with it. He hadn't exercised in years. I don't think he ever done a regular exercise program. But because of the community and the camaraderie and all the guys giving him knucks and high fives and encouraging him just to go a little bit harder, and the coaching, he has come every class since he started. And I love it when he leaves. He always tells me, "I get this high. I just feel so good. No matter what else is going on when I leave, I get that high, and it makes me want to come back every time." And there's a really good physiological reason for that. We're trying to release not only dopamine in the brain, but because of the community, we're releasing oxytocin, which is this amazing feel-good neurochemical. But we need the social aspect, the community aspect, and the coach giving us the high fives, the hugs, the verbal feedback and praise. And then we get that oxytocin release, and that's way more powerful. And that's a huge reward for our brain and our body. And it says, "Okay, I'm going to do this again and again and again." And it really helps to stick with it. And from there, he has just flourished. He's sought out stress relief principles and gone back to meditating. He comes to a very specific support group where we learn about self-efficacy, which is the power to understand that we have control over the outcome. And from that, he's learning what his gifts are with Parkinson's. So he's going to be starting a support group in his community over the next year. And in the next couple of months, hopefully he's got a good start on it. And so he's also sought out some personal coaching where he works with me one-on-one on very specific goals with his balance and his walking and making sure those don't decline. And actually he's been improving. So he's been able to access the community in multiple ways, but it really comes down to, and this is true for all of us, having a mentor, a one-on-one coach that gives us really specific skills that we need, whether it's in stress, nutrition, or exercise. And exercise is what I coach people on. And then he's sought out the community class to keep it going, where he has the support and he gets the reward. And then he's also sought out the social support group where he's learning new skills, getting resources, and again, getting that feedback on how he's doing day to day and month to month. And so those are really, really important things.
I was just picturing him coming in and boxing. And like, I know that Parkinson's, a lot of time there's a frustration with your movements because you'll have these tremors and things that you can't control. Right. And I love that idea of fighting back and feeling some control over the movement. And everyone, I could just kind of picture everyone cheering him on in the background. That's really powerful. And that we can feel those different, you know, the feel good chemicals, the reward, right? Like the dopamine and the oxytocin that you talked about. That's what I talk to my clients about, is if you can find something that's joyful in moving, you're going to keep doing it because we like to feel good, right? So if we can find things that make us feel good, we want to keep it up. So I love that not only are they feeling it by physically moving their body, because there's a lot of research that says that physical movement does a whole lot than just change our body weight, right? It actually changes our brain chemistry. It helps our mood. It helps our concentration. There's so many different benefits that I think it's so amazing what you're doing, because, and I know I went to a conference, I think it was a couple months back, and they were talking about people with MS and having them ride a bike for like 20 minutes a day, and what a huge difference that made in their symptoms. You know, that they didn't have as many of the hot flashes, and they were able to move a little bit better. So I think it's so powerful what moving your body can do. And I love that you have that community where everyone's, I mean, I think for anyone, if you join a gym or you go to an exercise class or just have a friend that you go walking with, there's something that is like synergistic about not only moving your body, but having others that you're doing it with, right? They're in it with you. So
yeah.
I love that. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'd love to have you share with us a little bit more of how you get people moving, maybe kind of the routines that they go through. It sounds like there's several different classes that you offer and things like that, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about that when we get back. We'll just take a quick commercial break.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wellness Wisdom Today. We're kind of on the subject of joyful movement. And as you guys know, that's something that I believe strongly in. And I'm so excited to have Meredith Roberts here. And she's got her own business, and it's working with people with Parkinson's disease. And it's called Empowered Movement. And I love that idea of we can empower people even when maybe their struggle is with movement. Maybe there's things that they haven't been able to do and they could get down about that. But I love the idea that you're putting people in a community where they get support and people saying, you can do this, and trying it out in a supportive community where people aren't going to, you know, shun them, but people are going to really support them and help them through something that they're struggling with. So I'd love it if you could share with us a little bit more about some of your services, what you guys do, how do you get someone that maybe is having, you know, problems with their walking, you know, or just being able to, the tremors that they're having with Parkinson's, how do you help them improve that?
Yeah, thanks, Camille. So people can access the community in multiple ways. Oftentimes, their doctor, when they're first diagnosed, might tell them about us. They might go to another support group, a friend, a neighbor. Someone mentions that this is going on and invites them to come. And so the community can be accessed in a lot of different ways. We have a couple support groups that are running, and there are support groups throughout Denver. And we have a network of exercise classes as well that are specific for people with Parkinson's. And so they are in multiple communities. There are three classes that I teach specifically in South Denver, but we've got classes all over. And what I've done to help create more of a network is I've actually worked with Parkinson's Association of the Rockies, a nonprofit here in Colorado, to train their exercise professionals so that they have a deeper understanding of all the intricacies that come with Parkinson's disease and can adjust their class and take their expertise and pair it with their new learned expertise on Parkinson's and really hone in on the things that someone with Parkinson's needs and needs to focus on. And so that said, we're all very different. So we all enjoy different types of movement. So there's a whole community of dance for Parkinson's. There's a huge yoga community specifically for Parkinson's. We've got different sit and fit and then also high intensity classes, fitness classes that look more like a boot camp for people with Parkinson's and better balance classes. And then we've got multiple boxing classes as well, spinning classes, because cycling also has a lot of really great research and benefits people with Parkinson's. But honestly, any way you can find to move your body is going to be really helpful. And if you can find support in a community, that's also going to be extremely helpful. It's nice to have the Parkinson's specific because they get what you're going through. But even if it's at your local gym, you just need to get moving. And then we also coach people one-on-one. So the coaching is really focused on how do you want to feel each day, each month? And let's focus on finding ways to help you feel confident, joyful, secure in your movement. And typically that evolves around improving balance, improving walking skills, and hopefully maintaining or improving them, and using exercise as medicine to improve those skills as needed and maintain them. And we do that one-on-one through physical therapy sessions as well. And then I spend a lot of time sharing this knowledge and expertise because it's taken me a long time to acquire it and a lot of trial and error. And I want to save other professionals the same hassle, right? This type of community, I want it to exist all over the country. So I, each month go to a new place, a new state in the states here and teach other physical and occupational therapies how to do this and what it should look like and how do you use exercise as medicine. And that's been really rewarding. So I've continued to do that here in Denver as well. Focusing on community exercise professionals and caregivers, because caregivers, whether it's the spouse or a daughter or a son or a hired caregiver, they're with the individual day in and day out. So it's great that we're doing something once or twice a week in a class, but it also needs to be happening at home. And it needs to be happening consistently. And so teaching those caregivers has been hugely impactful. So I work with companies that employ non-medical caregivers like home caregiving companies or assisted living facilities and teach them how to implement these types of strategies and help people with Parkinson's on a much more impactful level.
That's so great. I love that you're saying that you actually take it and whatever the person might enjoy, because I, you know, I say to my clients, if you can find something that you move your body that you enjoy, you're going to stick with it. And so whether it's dance or it's yoga or, you know, working in your garden, whatever it might be, I love that you say you kind of, it's specialized to what that person wants and what they want to feel in their life, right? We all want to feel more joyful, more secure, more confident. And for a person with Parkinson's, feeling secure in how you move your body, that's really, really powerful because they haven't felt that. They've maybe felt discouraged or upset. And so I love that you guys are giving hope and possibilities to people, and that a chronic illness being diagnosed isn't like, okay, your life's over, right? It's
absolutely,
it's something, it's a challenge, but it's something that you can live well with and you can learn to move your body and do the things you love, maybe in a different way, and you can adapt. I love that. I think that's so powerful. And what you guys are doing, the community that you've created and just helping people one-on-one also with their caregivers, because I think a lot of times the caregivers are at a loss of, they're seeing this person suffer and they don't know what to do. You know, how can I help my loved one or the person I'm caring for? And so I, empowerment is the ideal word, right? That you have in your business, which is it's empowering them and their caregivers to build that self-efficacy, that belief that they can do something about their situation. I feel like that's one of the most powerful things to teach anyone is we're not victims. We can do something about our situation. We can make a change that's going to impact us. It may take time. It may take patience. It may be a long road, but we can actually do something that's going to impact the way we feel. And I think that's so powerful. So thank you for sharing that. Do you have any other specific, it sounds like there's support groups and there's probably ones for caregivers as well as the individual so that they have that community where they have other people that get it, right? Other people who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's and understand some of the physical limitations in them.
Absolutely. So there are caregiver specific support groups, and oftentimes caregivers will come with to the regular support group. But there are a couple of great nonprofits that are very helpful. And those include the Davis Finney Foundation, Parkinson's Association of the Rockies, or other state organizations that are Parkinson's specific. And the Parkinson's Foundation is also an excellent resource. And all three of those nonprofits have valuable educational information, mentors you can reach out to, someone you can talk to that is going through this as well and coach you and kind of be a support and listen. Parkinson's Association of the Rockies has a social worker who can come out to the house for free and talk with you and help you with resources. The Davis Finney Foundation has an excellent book called Every Victory Counts, which is free and just a wonderful guide to living well with Parkinson's. It's kind of the Parkinson's Bible. And Parkinson's Foundation also has similar excellent information on their website and resources. All have links to support groups and community exercise and ways to just live well. And that's what we all want on a daily basis. But sometimes we need a little nudge and we need that someone to remind us that we do have control. Mm-hmm. And the things that we can do to help ourselves feel good each day. No matter what our challenges and what our goal is. And I think that's kind of the most important message for all of us is just there are things that we can do every day, no matter how small, or sometimes they're huge things that will help us live well. We just need to find our community.
Yeah, I love that there are so many different options and resources for people. Have you been to Salt Lake City yet? You need to come visit us.
I will be there in January, actually.
Oh, good. So. Oh, good. I was like, you need to come here. And I can connect you with some people that I know from the working in home care and hospice for many years. But I just love that you're out there educating people on this and empowering them and helping them feel, like I say, a sense of hope, a sense of there is possibilities in my life and that there's so many different resources that are out there for people who have been dealing with Parkinson's or other kind of chronic illnesses where it's limiting some of their movement or it's been a challenge for them emotionally, you know, and all of that. So thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to have you just give us a couple of tips on movement for people who are dealing with a chronic illness, maybe how to start, kind of what you would recommend, just a few little tips that people can take home with them and try out if they maybe are in that situation where they want to move, but it's been so hard, right?
Sure. So
we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Mindful health to help you flourish. What if in just 90 days you could completely change your life? If you could start losing the weight that's been weighing you down, get better sleep, eat better, have more energy, and have a healthy lifestyle for good. Have you ever wondered why changing your health is so hard? Do you want to believe it is possible? What you mentally focus on grows. This program is set up to help you grow a garden of health. In just 90 days, you can learn the habits of health. This is not a diet or a short-term health challenge, but a healthy lifestyle change for the long term. Health starts in your mind. Through this workbook and audios, you'll be guided and empowered with the confidence to see results and change your life. 30 days to plant the seeds of beliefs and mindset. 30 days to nourish the seeds through daily health habits, and 30 days to grow and thrive by gaining confidence and energy when you see the results of improved mood, weight release, and finding enjoyment in moving your body. Buy this program and watch yourself flourish. What you focus on grows. Let's grow a healthy body and mind. Reserve this program today by contacting Camille at flourishwellnessconsulting.com. It's time to change your life for good.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wellness Wisdom. Today, we're talking about joyful movement, and specifically joyful movement when we're dealing with a chronic illness. And today we're talking about Parkinson's disease. And I know for myself, working in healthcare for many years, that I saw a lot of people who were frustrated with having an illness and that it kept them from doing things that they wanted to do. And we're talking to Meredith Roberts, and Meredith has a business that she helps people really be able to take good care of their health by moving more and having a community, a support group, and people that they can talk to when they're struggling with dealing with a chronic illness. And before we had our little break, we talked about maybe some tips, Meredith, that people can use to feel a little bit of that, that they're improving. I love that book that you shared, that every victory counts, so that people can see little celebrations, little things that are going well, and they can feel that. What kinds of tips would you have for people to get them started? Maybe if they have not been moving, or they've been kind of frustrated with the movement that they've been trying, where would you have them start?
So I think a good place for all of us, whether we have a chronic illness or we just have some new health-related goals, and exercise and movement are one of them, is to start with a coach or a mentor. To start working with someone one-on-one, even if it's just a couple sessions, that help us define what movement is best for us, help us start to pick the style of movement, because we're all very different and enjoy different things, and maybe link us to a couple classes they feel are appropriate for us. Give us some tips, some pointers, but hold our hand, keep us accountable in the early stages when we're really trying to develop a habit. So it can be extremely helpful to work with a coach. Not all of us have that privilege, and that's okay. A coach could be a physical therapist. It could be a personal trainer. But sometimes maybe we just need to employ our best friend to hold us accountable and be our accountability partner, and text us, call us, and say, hey, did you go to that class this morning? And then we just need to get out and try stuff. So especially if we haven't been moving in a while, we might not know what we like. Mm. We don't know if yoga's for us, or a boot camp style class is for us, or cycling and spinning. So find some things in your community you know you can realistically put in your calendar. There are times you can go, times where you feel like you have the energy to go, because especially with a chronic disease, now does that fit into your medication schedule? Is that a time where you feel good and you won't use the excuse of, well, I don't feel that great, I feel tired, I feel fill in the blank, to avoid going to the class? And then try it. Go a couple times. Try some different instructors. And see what happens. Give it a solid try, though. It does take us, they always say it takes 21 days to a habit. I think it takes much longer to develop.
Yeah, for sure.
But to get on the routine of something, it does help to give it 3 weeks at least. And play around, try different things, find what you like, find the community you connect with, and then ask your friends. You know, ask people around you, what do they do? You know, how are they going about exercising, losing weight, whatever the goal is, managing their stress, and, you know, what works for them. And then sometimes you can also find an accountability partner or support in those individuals. And the more support we have, the more likely we are to continue to do it. And that's where finding a support group, quote unquote, can be really helpful. So sometimes the support group looks like something like Weight Watchers, right? Mm. Or maybe it is a specific support group for that chronic disease. Sometimes it's we go face to face. Sometimes it's a Facebook page online. So find a support group. Maybe we create it ourselves. It's our family that's our support group, or a community of friends that we can meet with once a month. And whether you call it book club or you just call it girls' night out, that's your support group, and they kind of hold you accountable and you guys share ideas. But those three things are going to get you started in the right direction. Find a coach or a mentor, someone to hold you accountable. Start trying new classes and give it a shot. Give it 3 weeks, and then create support around you, some sort of a support group, however that may look.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, because when you really think about it, for any of us to, I mean, it's human nature to want to do something, but then not be able to follow through a lot of times.
Absolutely.
You know, it's why New Year's resolutions end in February usually. Mm-hmm. And so that idea of this is just a lifestyle, this is what I do, and there's people around me that are also doing it, or they're supporting me and saying, you can do this. And they're seeing my potential when I can't see it, right? They're able to.
Absolutely.
I think that is the power of coaching. I know you and I, as coaches, we believe that we can hold that vision for people of what they can become when they can't see it, when they're not able to notice that. And then trying different things, because, you know, what works for one person may not work for another. And I think some people, there's a fear of, well, what if that's not my thing? But it's just going out and seeing what is. It's kind of like an experiment, right? Maybe I could try biking for a while, and if I don't like that, I could try, you know, walking with some friends. And what is it that is important to you? Is it important to do it in a group? Is it important to be able to do it at home? You know, kind of looking at what variables you need there and how important it is to have all of that together to make it successful and to give people hope that they can feel better, that their health can flourish, that they can improve how they feel. Thank you so much for being with us today. And if people are interested in being a part of what you have going on, I know you're in the Denver area. How can they hear about what you're doing? How can they reach you?
Sure. So I'd love for questions and feedback and comments. And you're welcome to go to my website, which is Roberts with an S, empoweredmovement.com. You're also welcome to email me at Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H, at robertsempoweredmovement.com. And you can always give us a call. So the office number is 303-731-4620. And you can find us on Facebook at Roberts Empowered Movement as well. So
thank you so much, Meredith, for being with us today. I love this topic that we're talking about of joyful movement with a chronic illness. And I think it's giving people a lot of hope. They can live well with an illness and they can be empowered to do something to make themselves feel better and to flourish in their lives. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. And I hope as you listen in, you're going to be able to make peace with your body and like who you are. Take care, everybody.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.